Good afternoon. This is Jaded, and I'm Jody. Driving home in rush hour, just thinking about a few things. Of course, driving time is always when I do most of my thinking. Always do most of. Anyway, but I apologize about the grammar and the speech, apparently. Raining today. It's raining quite a bit. There was a good 6 inches of water surrounding my car where I parked this morning, and so, of course, didn't have much choice but to walk through it. So the heels helped, but the toes are wet, and so are the jeans. So got about 4 inches of wetness from the ankle down. It's fabulous. But anyway, back to topic. I wanted to get on air. I'm not even sure I'm going to release this one, but been struggling a lot lately with not drinking. And I say struggle because it feels like a constant fight to tell myself, no, you cannot go have a drink. Nope, no vodka for you. No, it had become somewhat of a routine. As an ugly day came to an end, I would look forward to getting home and getting down on the vodka. Haven't been doing that now for, I guess we're going on 3 weeks. So it'll be the third work week. And, well, let's say some days better than others. There are some days that I don't think about it more than once. Some days I do just think of it once, but for the most part, it can be an all day long battering back and forth of, God, I want a drink. No, you can't have a drink. God, I want a drink. No, you can't have a drink. And just knowing that I've chosen not to. And got to thinking something completely different. Actually, I was thinking about, they were talking on the radio about bad moms. It's going to be Mother's Day on Monday. So radio, they had people calling in giving bad mom stories, whether you were the bad mom or your mother, either way. And just listening to some of the stories and thinking to myself, okay, now how many different things could I call in about my own mother? But then why the hell would I do that? And then, oh, how many things could my children call in about me? And that got me thinking along the line, you know, parents and disappointing. It seems a very common theme that either your mother or father did not provide for you something you needed, or, you know, wasn't able to love you in the way you needed to be loved, or available when you needed her. All these different things lead back to parents fucking up. Parents that weren't good parents, or parents that failed. And being a parent and knowing that I've definitely failed my children in many ways, it's horribly disappointing to think that I may have fucked them up in several ways that I don't know that's going to hurt them. And just a lot of responsibility on the parent is what I was thinking. And then I thought, well, you know, would it be a better society if we as individuals did not look at parents as we do now, as caretakers, givers of love, learning, knowledge, but instead as really they're doing their job to, like, if there was a disconnect of emotion there, if it was strictly, good, you made it through, now you're an adult, do something with your life. Like, instead of it being all wrapped up in what we didn't have while we were growing and struggling to be individuals, instead of it being all about that, how about it being from the time we are old enough to be what we feel independent on our own, adult, whatever it may be, whatever threshold that is for you, that you own your life and move on, move out, whatever it is. That part is so much more important than what got you there. Like, you're here. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter, you're fucking here. So go from here and be yourself, be your individual, whatever wonderful, terrible experiences you've had up until now. Well, bottom line, it's kind of like passing a test or getting through a Jesus, I sound like an idiot, but I was just thinking, not that this could ever be, of course, in a real pretend world, but if I can shift my thoughts to think, now this isn't going to come out right, this is what happens, yes, darn it, when you don't prepare or plan, but basically I was thinking, a lot of things in life are about our brain and how we perceive them, how we've been taught to understand, recognize, and place responsibility on anything or anyone is based on what we've been taught. And I was just thinking that maybe instead of when I think about drinking, okay, I understand my brain has been learned. Has been apparently not learned well. My brain has been taught that certain things will result in certain consequences. So basically, knows that if I drink, I'll get drunk, and that feels good, and I like that. So my brain wants that, and the conscious part of me that is sober, that is not drinking, that is going to continue to not drink, hopefully, I have to shut down that part of me that's like, oh God, I want to drink, come on, I just want to drink. I feel like I'm talking to a child, a toddler, disciplining them, keeping them in line, and it's a stupid struggle inside my own brain that I don't know why or how it all came to this, but that was my thinking. Started with the parenting, then the brain. Now I'm thinking, my brain is fighting itself. The responsible part is having to shut down the toddler. And then I thought, well, but what if I look at it differently? What if instead of me looking at it like instead of letting my brain believe that getting drunk feels good and it's a good thing to do, why don't I just tell my brain? And if I have to repeatedly, because that's how the brain learns, tell my brain, instead of telling my brain I want to get drunk, it's fun, I should be telling my brain, drinking is not fun. Drinking is not good. You don't want to do that. And if I can, maybe instead of just shutting down the one screaming to go get vodka, instead of no, 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 maybe I should just go, no, you don't. I don't. If maybe I can convince myself, I guess that's what I'm wondering. Can I convince myself or teach my brain that drinking is not fun, that I don't have a good time, that it doesn't feel good, that it is hiding, that it is numbing, that it is not living, it's not participating, it's isolating, it's expensive, and it can be dangerous if you take too much, if you drink too much, or if you choose to get behind the wheel of a car. So it can be dangerous. If you drink too much, you can die. Alcohol poisoning, scary fucking shit, let me tell ya. And so why do I let this little whining, oh, come on, you just want to drink, like that'll be so much, make everything so much better. Like, why am I letting that be what my brain believes is true? Can I retrain my brain? Can I change so that instead of me longing and being denied something I feel that I want or must have, can I change that to knowing that it's not a good thing? Knowing that it isn't all of those things, and therefore making it not important and continually nagging, because that's really the part that gets me. It just, you don't stop thinking about it. At least I haven't. It's tiresome. It's weary. I feel continually punished because I think about it and then I remember that I'm not drinking and then I feel, you know, then I feel like I'm being punished or reprimanded. So that feels bad. And then to remind myself why, I think of all of the things that I've, all the bad things that I'm not doing because I'm not drinking. And the bad memories and thoughts of those, like, it's a horrible cycle. Like, nowhere in here is there a turn for, like, peace or, well, just peace. So, this current struggles for me, week three, and, yeah, I think it might be playing a little bit on my brain. Very scatterbrained, very random. I'm not sure if you can follow. I'm not sure if you want to, but I would like to think that I know that time will help. I know, you know, time heals all, and it'll lessen a little every day, but I don't know. I guess I'm trying to find a way to make it less drawn out and painful and explore maybe the possibilities of retraining my brain or convincing my brain. So, sorry about that. I hope your day is going better than mine. And if you're struggling and not drinking, and hey, there's support. Good job. Keep it up. I'm not here to tell anyone anything. So if you're doing it and loving it, good for you. Be careful out there. These roads are shit. Rain. Yeah. Very different. Might be the reason for my difficult mood. So, catch you next time. Thanks for listening.